Oh, Adam Pengilly, good morning, mate.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Wet, wet, wet. Yes.
Yeah, looks like it, doesn't it? Heading towards this Golden Slipper next week. Just checked the forecast this morning for Rosehill, and the rain looks like it's going to be hanging around all week. And I know it's a long way out, but they're predicting a fair bit of rain for next Saturday as well. So I think we'll be presented with a pretty similar track to what we had on the weekend there at Rosehill. Another wet Golden Slipper day, it looks like. And James Cummings and Godolphin will make a decision this morning on whether they run a theory, which would potentially give Godolphin 7 runners in the Golden Slipper. What an achievement that is to get up, get 6, potentially 7 runners into the Golden Slipper. Obviously, Anthony Freeman have Liar. James got the rest of them. Kiyomichi, really good in the Magic Knight on the weekend. But I think James's top seeds will be Microphone, Tenley and Exhilarates. And he's going to look extremely hard to beat on the weekend.
And potentially his best won't be there in Tussaud.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. I know. It's been a bit of a topsy-turvy build-up to this Golden Slipper, hasn't it? Tussaud's probably been the, I suppose, the top seed for a while since he's winning the Golden Gift last year, but he went amiss, obviously, a couple of weeks ago. And to still have, you know, 6, maybe 7 for Godolphin in the Slipper is just a remarkable achievement. It's just a testament to what they've done. I know they want to win the big one on the weekend, but even if they don't, they can take solace from the fact they've had an outstanding 2-year-old season so far.
Well, what about the other juveniles he'd have back in the stable that haven't quite come up as 2-year-olds?
Well, that's the thing, TK. A lot of these horses we don't see to the end of the 2-year-old season. Maybe some will be targeted towards the Queensland Winter Carnival. Others won't be seen until the 3-year-old campaign. So it's scary to think what he's still got back at the stable there. To think how good his firepower has been. It's been a remarkable training achievement so far. And I know he'll desperately want to win the Golden Slipper on the weekend, but I think, you know, even if he doesn't, it's still been a pretty decent achievement by James to get so many horses into the Golden Slipper.
So McAvoy rides Exhilarates. Tenley's going to be ridden by James McDonald. Microphone by Huey Bowman. And James was thinking after Cosmic Forces win on the weekend, geez, can I get on this one?
Yeah, I think James might have made a spur-of-the-moment comment. I don't think he'd be changing his ride from Tenley, but given the wet track that we luckily presented with in the Slipper on the weekend, Cosmic Force has got to come right into calculations after that win in the Pago. I think the Snowdons probably be one training team that have been praying for this rain all week, because their other horse, Anaheed's an absolute wet tracker as well. So Cosmic Force and Anaheed come right into the mix. You'd think we're presented with another heavy track on the weekend. And geez, he was dominant, doesn't he? The timing looks absolutely perfect for Cosmic Force next week, and I'm not counting him out of calculations by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I tell you, love the wet on the weekend. Old Dixie Blossoms.
And Damien Cook, by the sounds of it.
Oh, Damien Cook.
Straight
mate.
Away, Damien Cook.
Quick as a flash, Dixie Blossoms.
He can take over tipping every Wednesday and Friday for me, if you like.
Yeah.
No, it was great to see Ronnie Quinton win the Coolmore Classic on the weekend, guys. Dixie Blossoms has been a high-class mare, sorry, for many seasons now. She just hasn't been quite able to get that Group 1, and she got the job done on the weekend there. And also great for Christian Reith. He's a jockey who's, you know, had his struggles over the years. He hasn't won a Group 1 for, I think, more than 3 years. I think Leramaine in the Randwick Guineas, maybe in 2016, was his last Group 1 win. A huge win for Christian. It would mean a lot to him as well. So, yeah, it was a really good narrative all around on the weekend there for Ronnie Quinton and Christian Reith. And great for Dixie to get a Group 1.
I'd like to be Huey Bowman's travel agent.
Well, he just doesn't miss, doesn't he, TK, when he goes on these hit-and-run missions overseas to Hong Kong and Japan. And to win the Hong Kong Derby on furore was a huge achievement for Huey there yesterday. And it's amazing to think the horse started his career at Taree and Cessnock, of all places, when he was formerly trained by Chris Lees and raced by Australian Bloodstock. And a beautiful ride by Huey there. He just got him in the gun spot and was too strong in the end. And we know that Huey's very much motivated these days by going on these hit-and-run missions overseas to Hong Kong and Japan, obviously when Winx is not around. So I don't think winning Sydney premierships and the like is really the top of his agenda at the moment. But when he goes overseas, he's lethal, isn't he, Huey?
Just have a look at Yes, Loz and Adam. Look, it's won on a soft 5. That was back at Flemington in December, but yeah, didn't beat much. So maybe sometimes class just carries you through. And its other wins have been good four.
Yeah, you're right, TK. And I'll have a bit more look over the next couple of days. But I'd say only a couple of these horses would have seen heavy tracks so far in their career. So we're presented with a whole different ballgame on the weekend there. I know Anaheed has, obviously, Cosmic Force, Kiyomichi on the weekend, but I can't think of too many others that have been on really bottomless tracks so far in their racing careers. So just another part of the puzzle got to put together later in the week.
Well, we look forward to that, mate. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.